Scientists are still sorting out the damage from a Korean researcher's recent confession that he faked human cloning experiments. And now there's another case of research fraud. Norwegian officials say an Oslo cancer researcher made up data for a paper published last fall in The Lancet, a British medical journal. NPR's Richard Knox reports that the fraud is tainting other journals and has put some important U.S. research on hold.
Camilla Stoltenberg of Norway's Public Health Institute was using her Christmas vacation to catch up on reading when she noticed something odd about a report from Norwegian colleagues. It claimed to show that heavy smokers who regularly took painkillers such as ibuprofen had a much lower risk of mouth cancer. Stoltenberg noticed the study authors claimed their data came from her own project called Cohort of Norway.
And that was entirely wrong. First of all, Cohort of Norway did not exist at the time when the data collection that allegedly took place, namely between 1975 and 1995.
As she read on, Stoltenberg found other things that couldn't be right. For instance, the paper says some of its data was from another registry that records cancer cases.
There is such a registry now, but that was established in our institute in 2004. So all these informations were wrong.
Stoltenberg notified officials at the Norwegian Radium Hospital, where the study's lead author, Dr. Jan Sudbe, works. Hospital official Stein Waller says another official confronted Sudbe.
What we know is that he has verbally told a colleague that he did it. He admitted that the data in the Lancet article were fabricated, totally fabricated. But we have no written statement.
So the hospital has convened an outside panel to go through 38 scientific papers that Sudbe has published over the past decade. Sudbe himself is said to be on sick leave. He didn't respond to NPR's email, and Waller says he doesn't know if Sudbe has retained an attorney. The case has shocked and puzzled Sudbe's colleagues. For one thing, the fabrications were so easily unmasked.
It's not understandable at all, because he really had to be caught. He has stated that he has taken data from two national databases, and they hadn't given him any data. So obviously, this would blow anyway. It was just a matter of time. And he must have known that. This is a very small country.
The contamination appears to reach beyond the Lancet paper. Today, the New England Journal of Medicine announced problems with two Sudbe papers it published in 2001 and 2004. A Norwegian newspaper also reports that some of Sudbe's colleagues were surprised to find their names listed as co-authors on another paper published by a prominent U.S. cancer journal. The fallout goes beyond damaged reputations. Dr. Leonard Zwelling of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston says the scandal has caused his institution to suspend a $2.5 million study. It would test whether anti-inflammatory drugs prevent oral cancer in smokers with precancerous mouth sores.
That's a pretty important question. Hopefully people can go back and regroup, do the kind of study that needs to be done, and find out whether the things that we thought were true truly are true.
The National Cancer Institute, which would fund the study, refused to comment. Zwelling says he's glad no patients had been enrolled yet. MD Anderson says it has spent $232,000 on planning the study. The Texas hospital is waiting for results of the Norwegian investigation. Meanwhile, Zwelling says the institution is debating if independent committees should routinely pore through the raw data of future studies to make sure they're genuine before a study is published. Richard Knox, NPR News.